Hey y'all, welcome to a new episode of Overcaffeinated. This episode isn't one of my traditional episodes. It's actually a feature from when I went on Instagram Live with my friend Gina from @InANewYorkBudget. She's been on the podcast before. She's one of my near and dear podcasting / Instagram friends, and I was lucky to be featured on her Money Growing Up series on Instagram Live. So I was able to take that video and turn it into an audio file for us to enjoy. I also posted it on my actual Instagram page at Overcaffeinated Pod if you want to watch this episode. But as podcasting is my traditional form of media, I wanted to give it to you guys in another avenue. So I hope you guys all enjoy. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, subscribe, and I will see you guys soon.
Hi, welcome. I'm Gina with In a New York Budget. You're now watching the Money Growing Up series, episode 11, with Sophia from @OvercaffeinatedPod. If you haven't watched any of the other episodes, be sure to check them out after this one. And I'm so happy to have you guys on here today. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are watching from. If it is your lunch break, welcome, enjoy, buen provecho. this has been a really fun series, so I'm excited to hear the feedback from you guys. And I see Sophia on, so I'm just gonna hurry up and let her in. Hi! Okay.
Hello, welcome.
Let's see if this internet doesn't play me.
Hi!
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Awesome. My puppy, she wanted to join us today,
oh,
too. So.
Hi, puppy!
Say hi,
my dog
Geneva.
Is right here. She's, like, not
yeah,
too far.
She likes
she
on my work calls and stuff, she likes to be right in the action. But I don't normally see her. I'm, like, visiting. So she's, like, super cuddly, and it's chilly here, so it's nice. And we're kind of twinning with our little
Our Sherpa.
Yeah. how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm super excited. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, I'm excited to have you on. I'm so happy that you came on because I'm like, okay, I already have like some kind of relationship with you. So this won't be like nerve-wracking or anxiety-driven.
Yeah.
Like I'm always, you know, full of anxiety during these.
Yeah, you're one of my close Instagram friends. So I'm super excited.
Yes. Oh my God, background, if you guys don't know, me and Sophia know each other because it was under That's So Sophie's.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, she did like an engagement post where she was like, you know, Creative Cuties, I think that's what she called it.
Yeah, I think so. She had some cute name for it.
And did you shoot me a DM or you sent a message?
I don't remember. Like, I remember that was like around like the holidays last year. So it's probably been like almost a year, but for like school, like I had like 2 months off of school. So like that was like prime, like doing like podcast stuff, like Instagram stuff. And so I was just like trying to like meet and network with so many people. And then I found you and we hit it off. Friends quite quickly.
Yes. Oh my God. So if you guys haven't heard the episode, I did do an episode with you over at your podcast. If you guys haven't watched it, I think I have it linked on my link tree. So you can go and listen.
That was a really fun episode. That feels like yesterday, but that was like so long ago already now.
It was. It was probably like, what, March?
Yeah, I don't even remember. It was definitely in the spring because I was still at school. So that sounds about right.
My God. Well, thanks again for coming on. I'm excited to hear your experience with money growing up. So you're not a personal finance content creator, but your podcast, I feel like, is very awesome because you don't have just like one specific topic. You talk about so many things, whether that's like growing your social media, personal finance. It's just like so informative. And I feel like a lot of people can benefit from listening in. So if you don't already follow Sophia, go ahead and follow her now.
Thank you.
But yeah, why don't you tell us, I guess, you know, we spoke about ourselves a little bit and our friendship, but why don't you go ahead and let people know you know, what your content is about and what your pages are and who you are a little bit.
Yeah, so my name is Sophia Cassiopo. I'm from the Chicagoland area, from Chicago, Illinois. And I started a podcast almost 2 years ago. Like, it's almost the 2 year anniversary, which is like really, really crazy. Yeah. And I'm kind of like working on kind of rebranding, not rebranding what it is, but like how the content is delivered. So stay tuned, because there's like, I have a lot of fun ideas for that. I think it's going to be more Instagram based, but I have 44 episodes of content. So if you're just finding me now, there's plenty of stuff to check out. I love talking about pop culture. I like love all the like Bachelor stuff. It hasn't been as great lately the last few seasons, but I still watch it. I love all things social media. I actually work for an influencer marketing agency, so I'm really, really into influencer marketing. So if you have any questions on that, just in general, DM me. I love talking about that. I love helping small creators like us like learn the ins and outs of it. I work with like very large creators, but like we also work with like micro influencers and nano influencers too. So like I really see it all, and it's really cool to have like my perspective of like liking to create content and then being on the agency brand side and like seeing like what really goes into like making money on these platforms, because it's, I feel like a lot of people think it's very niche and it's like not very realistic, but like if you really have a passion for it and you want to do it, like Gina is, like Gina's killing it. It's very possible to either make it your full-time job or have like passive income, as will you know, one of Gina's buzzwords. So that's a little bit about me. I also just graduated college and I'm navigating like the first corporate job post grad, so I'll help like touch on that stuff too. I don't know if I'm the youngest that's been on your thing probably, but helpful insight to that too.
Yes,
helpful as in like it's helped me, but I'm still going through it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no, that's pretty much what my page is, you know, like I have helpful tips, but I'm still myself going through it. Yeah. So I love that. I love that you mentioned, I think you are the youngest person I've had on so far, but it gives a different perspective, you know, because we got a lot of youngins here.
Yeah.
I think when I look at my insights, I think like your generation is Gen Z, right?
Yeah, I'm like weird. I'm like really on like the cusp, because I was born in 1998, and I think a lot of people think I'm either, it's funny because it's either people think I'm like older, they think I'm like 26 or 27, or they think I'm like way younger, and it's like I'm in that like weird area where like I know all like the 90s baby stuff, but like a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So it's like I'm like, I know what you're talking about, but like I wouldn't like go like super fangirl over it, if that makes sense. I'm definitely like more of a 2000s kid, but I like appreciate the 90s stuff too.
I have a cousin who's born 1997 and she says the same thing, like I still know the 90s stuff, but like I'm definitely a 2000s kid.
Yeah, we get the short end of the stick, because it's like we know more than they think that we know, but then no one appreciates it. So at least we have each other. At least your cousin understands too.
Yeah. There's so many of you guys like that, but we'll accept you on this side of the millennium.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Anyways. So yeah. I love that, you know, you're like right on the cusp, because I'm so curious to find out like what your experience was like growing up with money. What were like your first money memories, if you remember or recall how your parents were they like spenders, savers, and if any lessons that you learned growing up with money?
Yeah, for sure. So to preface, I'm an only child, and I feel like a lot of only children are just known to be like spoiled brats and like everything like that, but my parents were very good about saving, and they also were very good about like sharing like the value of money with me at a very young age. When I was little, I was very into like not video games, but like I loved like the Nintendo DS, and like I loved like getting like an iPod and stuff like that, and like a phone. And if I wanted to get any of those things, like I had to pay for it, and like it was like I didn't have a job, you know, so like those things, I would do my chores and do certain things around the house. And like, that's how I would like earn my money to mm-hmm. then purchase those things. So like I understood the value of the dollar at like a very, very young age. I remember like it was so cool. It was like the white skinny like iPod Nano. It was like I think the first iPod Nano ever came out. And like I was like so like mesmerized over it. I was like, I am going to work. I'm gonna do every chore in this house so that I can get this iPod. But like it really like instilled this like hard work ethic. And my dad actually owns his own business. So I've seen like that journey. And then ever since I was little too, I just was like such a little like hustler. I always was like making things and like selling them to people and like just like little like crafts or like whatever. So it's just kind of funny. Like I've always like had this like little hustle cap on and like ready to like sell. And both of my parents worked in sales their whole lives too. So I always just had that around. But yeah, it was always like definitely like a positive part, but like I literally turned 16 and like the weekend I turned 16, our family friend, owns a pizza and like Italian restaurant. And he like saw on Facebook, it was like my 16th birthday. And he like called my dad and he's like, all right, have Sophia come to work like next weekend, like blah, blah. It wasn't even like, not that I didn't have a choice, like I obviously did, but it was more just like I just literally started working like immediately. Yeah. And I'm so thankful for it because like I've saved so much, so I didn't have to, when I was in college, I didn't feel the need to call home and be like, oh my gosh, I'm broke, I don't have money to get this or that or whatever that I needed for school, or like wanted to like, God forbid, do something fun with my friends. Like I never felt like I had to like miss out. So I'm just like very thankful I've always had that like hard work ethic.
Yeah, that's so fun. At a pizza shop, free pizza.
Yeah. I and it's so funny, it's like every time I like want to like go get pizza or like go out to eat, like that's where I want to go. But like they just like a little backstory, this was like the restaurant that like I had my like my first birthday, my first christening, like literally every family event, like even like my parents like first date and everything was at this pizza. Like we've had like every family function, like everything has been at this
pizza
restaurant show. And so they had one in more like towards the city of Chicago, but then they live like in the suburbs by us, and they opened one in like the downtown of like where we live. So then I like started working there like I think like a couple years after they like opened it. I remember having like a surprise birthday party there. Like I've had like so many events there that it's just like it's like a home cooked meal, even though like it obviously isn't.
Yeah, I mean technically if it's consider it home.
yeah. No, it's cool. Nice to have that like also in like a first job. Like I feel like sometimes people will want to work at like a Starbucks or like a chain or something, and again they have amazing perks and everything, but there's some sort of value in like that small business, like family run business, that like you learn a lot of different things that like a corporate job doesn't necessarily teach you. So there's any younger people looking for some part-time anything, I know with like COVID still it's kind of weird, but like food service always needs help, and they need help more than ever right now. So if you're needing like a side job or whatever, highly recommend getting to food service. It'll teach you so much about life, customer service, money management, just like in general.
Yeah, same. I think one of my second job was at a restaurant, Applebee's. I was a waitress at Applebee's. So you're so right. It does teach you a lot about like customer service and just handling your money, because you have to handle so much money when you're a waitress. So like take all that cash in and then at the end give it in.
Right.
So totally.
There's a lot of like mental math and stuff you have to do. And like,
yes,
my dad always, he always tips waitresses in cash because they don't get the tax taken out. So he's like, whenever you go to get food, you got to tip them in cash because then they don't have to take it out, which like I feel like a lot of people don't even like know or realize. So,
yeah,
to help, if you want to like help them a little bit more, tip them in cash.
Yes, that's so true. So did your parents have like open money conversations with you growing up, other than like if you want something you got to earn it?
A little bit. I was like trying, when you like sent me stuff to think about, I was like trying to like think, but like I just remember like when I was younger I had like this book that was like a money for kids book, and like I don't remember like every little thing from it, but like I always had like I had like a huge, like, instead of like a piggy bank, it was a big crayon that was like a huge, like, you know, that, like, that's totally 90s baby thing, I definitely think. So I had like the big crayon that I would always like put stuff in. I had, I was like, I always like playing store and like cashier. So I always had like a cash box, which like is like a really aggressive, but like, I always like, I liked counting the money and like thinking I was like, I always was like, I'm going to work at Target. Like, I always like, thought that when I was younger. It's like so funny. But yeah, I definitely always like had that in the back of my mind. I don't remember like explicit stories, but like there were times where like back when people like went into the bank before, like people always did like the drive through or like electronic bank. I would like go to the bank with my dad and I like loved it because they gave me candy and stuff. But he would like show me like counting out stuff and like, he like taught me like the correct way to like count everything and like start large and then go down and stuff. So like, I feel like that's like little things that like I take for granted, but like some people like don't do that. Like they don't have that as a younger kid. So yeah.
That's really like, we had on someone who actually has a book coming out in November. And he was talking about how he does something similar with his son. His name is Rob Phelan, and his book is M for Money book. And
I think I saw you. I think I saw you post about it.
Yes, and he was talking about how when he takes his son to the grocery store, he like lets him swipe the card, so he knows like these things you gotta swipe the card with, or like if it's cash. And I think that's so smart. Like I don't remember my parents ever doing that with me, but I do remember my dad putting me like at the front of the wheel, and so. When you think about it, because my dad did that with me as a kid, I always wanted to drive. I was like, I'm going to drive. I'm not going to be the type of person that's not going to drive. Because when you live in New York City, like, you either drive or you don't. Like, it's not a necessity.
Yeah.
But I was always like, no, I'm going to drive. So on the flip, yours is like, you know, you got taught a lot about money. So you kind of carried it on into your, like, adulthood. Like, yes, I know my shit.
Yeah.
Oops, excuse me.
No, and like not even to like I guess this is like kind of like a flex, but it's also just like something to like motivate like young people. Like I went into college with X amount of money and I came out like with it almost like doubled, and I feel like a lot of college people, they go in and then they come out and they're like broke and they're like looking for that job to like restart their savings. And I just feel like it's a really big opportunity, and like depending on what you major in, like obviously some things are harder than others, but like my first year of college, I didn't work, and that was the first time I never worked, like, during a school year, too. Like, I always worked during the school year, even if I played sports and stuff, too, which, like, I know is a lot, but, like, again, I valued money. Like, if I mean, my parents would, like, if I wanted to, like, go places, like, they would help me out, but, like, if I wanted to, like, buy something, or if I wanted to, like, do whatever I wanted to do, like, it was on my dime, and, like, I felt that was very important to me, and I'm, like, happy that I feel that way, because then I'm able to do whatever I want now and not feel like it's such a burden and whatever. So, exactly. I'm trying to think of what I was saying. Oh, anyway. So there's so many ways on the internet to like have like these passive side incomes or whatever. And like, it doesn't mean that like you have to be like slaving away at something too. It can be like little stuff that like adds up. So I just like want to like motivate kids that like, you can make money in college. Like, you don't have to be like this broke typical like college student. Like, there are ways to like keep things rolling, you know.
Yeah, so now that we've heard a little bit about your money story growing up, what is it like now into your adulthood that you're like, you know, we have this like, I don't know if your job is corporate.
Yeah, it technically is. Which I've actually never had a corporate job. All of my like internships and jobs and everything were like mostly like small businesses or like smaller corporations. So this was a very big transition for me. I'm also completely remote, which I also was a little like, I was excited, but I was also a little bit nervous because I felt like big corporate job, like, oh my gosh, like I'm not gonna know anyone. No one's gonna know who I am. I'm just gonna like all by the wayside, but it's not like that at all, thank goodness. So rewind to May of this year, I graduated from Marquette University in Wisconsin, and I literally started working
3 days after graduation. Like,
wow.
I shit you not. Like, I, like, wasted no time. Everyone's like, don't you want to go on a vacation? Don't you want to do this? Don't you want to do that? And I'm like, yeah, that's great and all. But, like, one, I was blessed to find, like, the perfect job for me. Like, yes. it was everything worked. Everything happens for a reason. It was fate. Everything worked out. And I was like, the sooner I start working, the sooner I get the check, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, some of my friends, like, they, like, some of them did work right away, some of them didn't, and, like, if you didn't work right away, like, it's like, I hope you have enough savings to, like, go through the summer and do everything you want to do without, like, freaking out, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I still had fun over the summer, I still was able to do stuff. It was also one of the first times I, like, had weekends off to, like, do whatever I wanted. Like, whenever, wherever I worked, I always, like, worked some sort of, like, weekend thing, and that's just, like, from the industry I was in. So I wasn't used to having weekends off. So, like, literally having weekends off is, like, one of the happiest things for me. Like, I love having that free time.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Even though they fly by like this, but...
Yeah, they fly by very quickly, but, like, we get it done. But, so I graduated, I started work, and I actually moved back home, which, like, a lot of people would think, like, oh, that's not really ideal. A lot of people, like, move downtown right away, or, like, they have their own apartment, and, like, I just didn't really see the need in that. Like, I just, for myself, I just couldn't justify spending more than half of, like, my monthly income on rent. Renting, I know, like, depending on where you live, it's kind of, like, what you either need to do. Like, you don't have, like, because, like, especially, like, in New York, like, the housing is very, very expensive, so, like, it's not like you just, like, buy all this property too. Mostly, yeah. Like, live on, like, the outskirts, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I also live in the suburbs too, so, like, it's not like I'm, like, living downtown in Chicago as well, but I live off of like the, like, train line to, like, get into the city, so, like, I have very easy access if I want to, like, go and do whatever I want, so I have freedom. But I just felt like I can save so much money now, and I, like, am looking into buying something. I would like to, if I'm gonna spend money, I want it to be in, like, a mortgage where, like, I have equity in the property. So where my dad and I live is, like, in, like, this little downtown in the suburbs, but I doubt you hear about this in New York, but anyway, the Chicago Bears, like, the football team, they just bought property in the neighborhood next to ours. And again, this is one train stop, so, like, you get on the train, 3 minutes, like, literally 3 minutes, you're at where this new stadium is going to be. So I know that the property that we own is going to increase because I live in, like, a downtown where there's bars and restaurants. It's already, like, a nice area to live in. Plus, then in 5-6 years, they're going to have this whole development. So, like, I'm thinking as a 23-year-old, like, well, shoot, like, I need to... And, like, whether I want to live here or not, or, like, my dad wants to stay there or not, like, I want to own this at some point. That's, like, my goal, because I could either rent it out. Like, I could really do whatever I want with that if I want to stay there or not. But I'm like, if I start investing in that, like, there's just a lot of opportunity there, you know? And I feel like a lot of 23-year-olds aren't necessarily thinking about that, but I think also because I'm living there, like, right now, and I, like, see all the potential. It's, like, it's just very convenient. Like, it's ideal for, like, someone that is commuting into the city, because literally you walk out the garage and 100 feet away is the train stop. Like, it's, like, right there.
That's perfect.
Like, it's a prime location. And so, yeah, I'm just, like, I feel like I'm, like, adulting quickly in that aspect of, like, seeing the potential in, like, these future investments. And we could talk about investments next if you want, because I stuff I can talk about with that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't want to talk about it yet, but the next series that I'm working on has to do with investing. So maybe, you know, we'll chat.
Yeah, I, like, just started, like, getting into it. So I'd love to chat with you about that in the future. Yeah.
It's funny because I can't remember how long ago now it was when I started to get serious about my finances, but
sorry.
It's okay. This is real life, people. We're on live, okay?
Yeah,
life's gonna happen around us.
This is my life.
Geneva
just wants to escape.
Her name is Geneva.
Yeah, that she so has such my a lake house name. Is in she we live in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Oh,
and
okay.
Whenever I was little, I wanted a dog really bad, and then we got her, and I was like, well, we have to name her Geneva. So, yeah, so she just wants to go frolic now. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I love her name, by the way. It's so cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely unique.
Yes, it is. But what I was saying was that when I first started to get into personal finance or getting serious about my own finances, I didn't really think about investing. I was just like, I just want to get my finances in order. And I feel like a lot of people think about it that way. Like, let me just get my finances in order. But the one thing about investing is time is really on your side. So the less time you put into investing, the less you're going to see from your investment. So it's something that I really wanted to talk about on here, because I talk a lot about the basics or the fundamentals of personal finance, but I feel like it could be a big help to people who have no idea about investing to at least get the basics of investing so they can start on their own, you know?
Yeah. And I remember I was like chatting with you a little bit about it like a few weeks ago, or like it was actually, it's kind of been a little bit longer than that.
Yeah, probably.
But,
time passes by so fast.
But yeah, like even just like getting like a corporate job and like having to like divvy up like this, like, and you talk about this on your page all the time, which is super helpful because I use it as a resource all the time. Like to have everything kind of like separated. And like for me, because I'm not paying rent right now, and I like to, like, if I have the money there, like I'm gonna spend it. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's kind of like the how a lot of people are. So I kind of use like the investing and like putting my money in these different like savings accounts as like my like spending, like I'm spending my money on like the future, you know? And if exactly. I like want to like think of it that way, but you're totally right. Like I've already seen growth, and I started like 2 months ago. So if that doesn't tell people, like just do it, you know?
Yes.
I'm not saying it's easy, but like if you have someone that is willing to help you, like it makes it that much easier to just like take that leap.
Yeah, but even if you have those opportunities of like your employer 401k or 403bs, if they have a match, take advantage. Put it at least at that percent that you need to get a match, if you can. Because I know everybody's budget is different, you know? But it is just so mind-boggling. I actually made a TikTok post about this. Sometimes I put stuff on TikTok to see how they perform, so, and then put it here. I should kind of do it the opposite way. But I put a post where I was like, you know, at my first corporate job, I didn't include the match percentage. And I was like, that was such a huge mistake.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea what it even meant. You know, we don't think about like our future selves. We're just like about the now.
Yeah.
But it's so important to start investing as soon as you can, because time really is your best friend when it comes to investing.
I just started like a couple months ago. I just set up my 401k stuff too, which like is another thing. Like if I hadn't started working right away, I probably would just be starting to like
invest.
Be able, because you have to wait 3 months to like get all like the full like benefits of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like did that right away, and but I love it because I don't, it's like it's just gone. It's not like it's this thing where I'm like, oh, I'm losing money. Like I made it so I would know how much I get per month, and like for me, or for per paycheck, and like for me it just like works out perfectly, and I don't feel like I'm losing out on anything, and it's just gonna, not magically, but kind of magically, it's just gonna like accumulate. But yeah, also like I feel like a lot of, because I, this is the first time I am in corporate, like a lot of corporations have a lot of benefits that you don't even like realize that like help a lot, like especially like with working from home. Like I was able to get like a stipend to like get like certain electronics and things, and like we're redoing our because we're not in the office, and like no one's in the office, like we don't go in at all anymore. They actually like got rid of one of the offices. They give us like a stipend for like lunch or working out and like stuff like that, which like before they would just like send us like a Uber Eats credit, and I was like, ooh, like I get to go out like once a week or like once a month to get whatever I want. But they're like redoing it so it's more like flexible for us, and like I feel like a lot of people, like we did a survey, and like apparently like we get like this cute like free like monthly snack box, and like I'm like, I'm like so like I love it so much, but like we're not gonna have any more because they're redoing it. But like apparently only like 60% of the people even took advantage that we had that. And I'm like, if only you knew what this was. Like it's so great. Like you get to pick out whatever type of drink you want. So I get like these fancy like cold brew coffees, and then I get like a variety of all these snacks that like from these brands like I've never really heard of, that like it's nice to like try new things without like buying like a whole pack from Costco, you know? And so like I just like love stuff like that. And I feel like sometimes people like start in these jobs and they don't know all like the stuff that they can take advantage of. And there's like literally so much. So like wherever you work or wherever you're looking to work, if you can look into like different benefits and stuff like that, I highly recommend it because it's a really good way to get like freebies and like things you might not be able to afford in your budget, but
can do that it with is able employer.
To like you can like add it into your life now.
Like my employer actually gives us like free online health coaches, and I didn't know that until like maybe two to three years after working in my company. And I was like, this is something that I would have paid for. Like,
Yeah. Like even like the insurance that I have, because now like they gave us like really good insurance, and like, I technically didn't have to go off of like my dad's, but he actually sells insurance. So like he's able to look at it, and he's like, this is better than ours. Like go for it, you know? And like, so now I like log in, and like, there's all these different like health perks. And like, if I like sync up my Apple Watch and I work out a certain amount, they like give me credit to like get a new one. Like how would you know that? Like I could literally get a brand new Apple Watch, like save up enough, like obviously it'll take a while, but like if I'm trying to get an upgrade and I really want to save money, like I can.
Somebody said Maddie Connell said you are crushing it, Sophia. Yes, she is.
Yeah, my friends are on here and I love them for tuning in.
Thank you. So do you have any current money goals happening right now for yourself?
For myself,
or money plans?
For myself, short term, I am looking to lease a car in February, March-ish time, because the car that I have with my parents right now will be up. And again, like how you said you love to drive, like I'm a driver. I think that's why I can't live downtown, because like I love to drive. I love my car. It's like my happy place. When I got rid of my last car, I literally was like crying, because like I just have spent like so much time and like good road trips and memories in that car. But I now I've like saved enough money to get like the car I've been like dreaming of and wanting for like so long. Like it's not even like that, like it's not like it's like this like ooh la la, but like for me it's like the coolest car ever. And so that's like my like goal for February. But like of course like the holidays are coming up, and like there's like events and gifts and this and that, and so I loved your idea on your page of like making like the budget for all of that. And I'm like the biggest person on like finding a good deal and like not paying. I like don't like paying full price for things. And so like I love doing like the Cyber Monday and like Black Friday, like that whole weekend I'm going to be online like looking for deals. Cause that's what I would actually do in college. I would like order everything and get it sent to school just so that no one could see it. And I'd drop it at school and like come home with my gifts, and my parents were like, what is this? And I'm like, I didn't want you to see anything, like, you know? I definitely will still be doing all of that stuff and like sticking to a budget, because like I'm one of those people that'll go holiday shopping and I'm like, oh, well, I kind of like this for myself, you know? And so I just need to definitely like dial that down. But it was just my birthday, and like I feel like normally around my birthday, normally you would think you wouldn't spend as much money because like you're getting gifts. But like as I've gotten older, I feel like I spend a lot of money during my birthday. But I spent like, I feel like I didn't really buy myself anything for my birthday, which like isn't a bad thing. I was kind of happy about it because I was like, oh, I'm not like spending too much money this month, you know? So it's just like nice to like kind of like see. I also like since post-grad, I use credit cards now, which I like never really did before. But I'm like really, really good about keeping my credit score high and like paying them off and everything. But there's definitely like good cards and bad cards. But
yeah,
I've gotten like the travel ones, which like actually I feel like because I've been traveling this past, actually literally just since I graduated, I've been traveling more than I've ever traveled ever, which is kind of funny. I think it's just because I have like more free time and like not homework on the weekend and stuff to like actually get away for a long weekend. So yeah, I've been like actually like utilizing that stuff. Another card that actually like if like you want like your first credit card and it's like kind of like a college student, like not spending like a ton of money, but like you notice like you kind of like want to start building credit. I have the, it's like through Venmo, it's their Venmo credit card. They have a Venmo debit card that it's actually really nice because then you can use your balance like immediately. You don't have to wait for it to transfer. But the Venmo credit card, it's like a cash back system and they divide into three categories. So it's like 3% cash back for the hot, and they do it for like whatever category you spend the most amount of money in that month. So like say that month you're eating out a lot, like 3% will go to eating out, and then like the 2 and the 1 will go to like whatever's like least. So like if you have like a card that's like gives you more points or whatever on like groceries, but you're like, but I feel like I also like eat out a lot, or like that's like where you spend a majority of your money, I think this card is like really cool because then you can only use it for like that stuff and you'll actually get like the most reward, like if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes total sense. I like using the credit cards that give me cash back or rewards because I'm like,
what's the point?
Exactly, because I pay off the balance at the end of each month, also like you to try to keep my credit score high. But if I can't get anything back from it, then I just might as well just use my freaking debit card from the majority of the stuff. But
right, exactly.
I love that. So you're smarty pants with your credit card too.
Yeah, I'm trying. It was like I like felt that, not I didn't like feel like I needed, but I like saw the benefits of it, and I'm like, I spend X amount of money a month. Why aren't I getting rewarded for it? Like, it's so silly. It's not like I'm spending more than I already have. Like, if I'm paying it off, like, I might as well get rewarded for something. Like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to be smart about it. It's not like it's, like, for everyone.
Yeah.
That was, like, the most, like, telling chapter in the book you sent me, Broke Millennial. I got to read it on vacation. I didn't finish it all, but I highly recommend it to anyone that's like looking to learn more about their finances. I love it because it chunks everything out. So like if there's a chapter that like you're not, that's not really applicable for you, you can just skip it.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like you skipped like the whole book. And it's like nice to also like reference back to. I'm not a big reader, but books like that are like, I love, like I was like reading so much one day. I was like, this is the most I've ever read in my life.
I love that book though. You're so totally right. Like it doesn't feel like you're missing out if you skip something. But what I did on mine, I didn't even want to look for it. But
no, you're fine.
What I did, I put post-it notes on it, and I was like credit. Like the orange post-it notes were credit. So anything credit related that I feel like I could reference back to, I put it with post-it notes. But there's not many books that I do that with. So you're totally right.
Yeah, no, it's really easy to like reference back to, and I'm sure it's like super helpful to like give you ideas on like new topics for like your account too, to be like, oh, I want to talk about credit, so let's reference some of her stuff, because she's like very savvy when it comes to it. But it's also like very easy to, it's not like you don't understand what she's saying either, which I like.
If you have a difficult time like reading, because I know that sometimes when you certain topics are boring to read about, the audio book is read by her, so it actually sound like you get the gist of like what certain words or sentences actually sound like, because it's the actual author saying it. I read the book and then I listened to the audiobook like months later.
I love that. Like,
yeah, it's good. It's I don't like listening to audiobooks that aren't by the author, because sometimes it just sounds so monotone. Yes, and it's just like this one is
because it probably sounds like listening to like a podcast then.
Not but even like a book. Podcasts have more zhuzh.
I'm saying like when it's the author. I feel like it would probably be more like a podcast kind of thing. It's more like a conversation.
Yes, but that it is such a great book if you're like new into personal finance. So awesome. One of the best books to read if you're just starting out.
Yeah, I love that book.
But okay, so to wrap things up, or before we wrap things up, are there any money lessons that you would like, or money thoughts that you wish you had learned that you now learned, or that you want to leave people with and let them know about? Or, I mean, you've dropped so many already, yeah. But is there any like specific one that you want to leave people with?
Yeah. My biggest thing is just like, be realistic with yourself. Like, don't go out of like your means. Like, it's also like okay to say no to certain things. Like, I feel like sometimes people feel pressure into saying yes because like they don't like want to feel like excluded or certain things, and like obviously that's case by case basis, but like there's ways to like, if you really like want to like go and do something, and like I feel like I'm kind of speaking to like the younger people too, like if you really want to like go and like meet new people and like do these different things with these people, and like you feel like money is like an obstacle, like set like a few hours a week to like do something that like you're passionate about that like might be able to make money. There's like so many accounts that like show how you can make money like online, and like it's also not illegal. Like, one of my like biggest side hustles is like going through my closet and like getting rid of stuff that like I don't want, and like Mercari is literally the coolest app ever. You can make so much money on there.
Yes.
I've sold like over, I think I, the other day I got a notification, I've sold like 100 items, which like is a lot of items. I've been doing it for a long time. It's not like it's like overnight, but it, like I've made like almost like $1,000 just on the one app. Like, there's like ways to make money. It's not immediate, but like if you are looking for a goal, or like you want to go on this trip, also in the app you can set goals, and it'll like, it's like a little money tracker, and it'll like show you like how much more you need to make to get to your goal, which is really cool too. So like, that's just like one of my favorite things to like make some extra cash with, because also with Mercari, it's like, you don't only have to sell clothes. You can sell you can sell like electronics, gadgets, toys, home decor. Yeah. Even kitchen items. Yeah. There's literally a feature now that they just added like over the summer, which I haven't personally like used yet, but you totally can, like if it's applicable. There's like a local one, so like you can sell furniture and like larger items that normally like you wouldn't be able to like ship, obviously.
Yeah.
But also Facebook Marketplace is the OG. Like, that's where I first started selling stuff in high school. Like, in high school I would sell my old clothes that didn't fit and everything.
Wow.
And me and my mom, she would go with me so that like I was like not like
alone
meeting strangers alone. We'd go like to the Target parking lot that was like down the street from our house, and that was like our meetup spot. And I was like, meet me at the Target across from the high school. And it was like bing bang boom. And that was before Venmo existed too, so it was like all cash. And yeah, that's how I was able to get like a lot of the certain things that I wanted that were like nicer, or like things that I was just like, oh, like I'm not gonna ask mom and dad to like get me that for whatever birthday or holiday or whatever. So yeah, there's definitely ways to like scrounge up some cash. Like, there's definitely stuff in your house that you don't use anymore. I'm learning that after
that,
like moving, like not having as much room as like I used to, just like in general, like you don't need all this stuff, like you can get rid of it. And so like today, because I have off today for like election day, my company has off, so I'm gonna like go through all of our fall and winter clothes, and like we're getting rid of everything that we don't want, and we're gonna take photos of it and post it and sell it.
Yes. I feel like some people don't do that out of like pride. They won't like resell things. But,
and again, you can donate things. Like, donating things is very, very good. Like, and also take the receipts for like taxes and stuff too.
Yes.
Like, there's always a benefit. Yeah, there's always a benefit to it. But not to like drag this on, but another tip, if you're lazy and you don't want to like sell the stuff, this is only for like women's clothes, so it's not for like everything. There's this website, it's called ThredUp, and it's like an online consignment shop that has like a lot of like really nice stuff if you just like want to find a good deal on something nicer. But you literally can just print out a shipping label at home, pack a box full of the stuff and send it. And it does take a while, but we've made money doing that too with stuff that we're too lazy to sell, or like I'm just like, I'm burnt out, I've had this for a while, you know.
Yes, I've actually used that service from ThredUp where they send you the bag and the label through Fabletics. That's how I first found out about it. Yeah, so they send you the bag when you buy your clothes off Fabletics. Yeah, and then so they send you the bag with the prepaid label and you stuff everything in there. There are like requirements, like you can't put anything that's been altered and stuff like that. And it's so much faster. I mean, you don't get as much money, obviously, because you're getting like a fraction of what you would get if you were to sell it. But it is a faster way. Like, I've had items that I put in there that I had up on my Mercari site for like a year.
Yeah, that's what I do. I try to like do the older stuff goes in there. And what's nice about it too, that I feel like people don't realize, is like whatever doesn't sell, they end up donating it anyway. Yeah. So like if you kind of have a donation pile that you're like, this is just kind of sitting here, it's definitely a good alternative. Or if you just don't have a donation like place near you, you can do like a donation bag where they'll just donate the whole thing.
Exactly. It's awesome. It's honestly such an amazing way to like get, you know, cleaned out and then also make some extra cash while you're doing it. If you're going to donate it anyway, like you said, might as well make some cash from it.
Right. Like, you might as well try. Like,
yeah.
And again, like if it's only like however much money, like if you don't want like the cash or like PayPal, whatever they send you, you can get like a gift card. And sometimes they, depending on like what deals are happening, like you can get like 25 to 50% more than what like you got if you do like a gift card, because they have like affiliates with brands. Yeah. So there might be a brand that you like and you can get a gift card too.
I love this. Honestly,
I feel like I should be sponsored by them because I talk about them a lot.
By ThredUp.
I don't get any reimbursement for it.
You never know. You can hit them up, slide into their DMs.
Yeah, right? Real quick. Like, hey, I send you guys boxes of clothes.
Send me something back. Sponsor me, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't talk about it, but like being content creators, you know, a lot of content creators who want to go full time have to work with different brands and stuff. But it's not as easy as you think. Like, they don't just magically appear in your DMs.
And... Yeah, I mean, that's like literally what I do for a living. Is like, I'm on social media all day, like finding people for that stuff, and like it's hard. And also, there's like millions of people that do this. Yeah. It's like, there's millions of people that aren't content creators, but then there's millions of people that are, that like to sort through everyone. And like, it's just, it's a wild, that's a whole nother conversation. That's a wild world. But,
we should just have like a, we should just have like a chat hour about this social media.
Yeah. I'd love that. I'd love that. Fun. If people are interested, I would love to talk about that stuff.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Sophia. I appreciate you. Any final thoughts that you want to leave people with, whether that's money or life related, you can go ahead and shout it out now so that people can be like, Sophia, tell me I should.
Everyone just be smart with your money. Don't let it hold you back. And just, you know, it's about to be the holiday season. I already watched a Christmas movie. So just like get in the spirit, go to the Dollar Tree and get all your Christmas tchotchkes. And you won't feel guilty about it because it's from the Dollar Tree. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Honestly, go on Pinterest. There's a lot of things that you could create from Dollar Tree items.
Yeah. I love the Dollar Tree. If we had more time, the Dollar Tree is like my holy grail. Like, I love it there.
I love it there too. Oh my God. Well, thank you guys so much. Let people know where they can find you so that they can go and follow and listen into your stuff and any services that you provide, like your Etsy shop.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I haven't done that in a while, but so you can follow me at @overcaffeinatedpod. My personal Instagram is on there too. You don't have to follow that though. It might not be as beneficial to you, but in December, I am going to be doing like a revamp on Instagram. So be sure to follow on Instagram because more of my content and stuff is going to be on there. And I'm so happy that you had me on. I haven't done anything like this in a really long time. So it felt good to get back in the swing of things.
Yes. I'm so glad that you came on and that this was like one of your first things to dive back in. I love it. It was great conversation. So many gems were dropped. Don't worry if you're just tuning in. The video will be saved and put on my page. Sophia, I'm sending it to you too. So I don't know if you're going to put it up on yours.
I'm posting it everywhere. Don't worry.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Sophia, I will chat with you later.
All right. Thanks, Gina.
Bye. Take care, everybody.